6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Housewives of True Crime. Welcome.
Welcome.
I was just grabbing my cocktail.
Oh, yes. I know you are away from your mic. Yeah. Welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Clink, clink.
Clink, clink. What's your cocktail?
Back to the margaritas, Tabby.
I know. You know, I wanted to go to Mexican food last night just so I could have a margarita, and my husband chose sushi instead.
I made them spicy this time.
Oh, so good.
So good.
Today, we're talking a little bit about a deceitful doctor.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's almost like Dr. Death.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a good binge podcast if you haven't listened to that one yet.
For sure it is.
Should probably binge all of ours, catch up.
This is
then head over to Dr. Death.
This is a Dr. Death 2.0, I guess.
Okay.
Or maybe like a 0.5.
Okay, cool.
Okay. But before that, let me tell you, Gretchy.
Tell me.
About this carnival I went to.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's at a school, a Catholic school.
Yeah, it's like a big thing. Like, seriously, every year you're talking about this carnival.
I know. It's something that my kids look forward to going to. It's real fun.
Is it just like the fair?
Yeah, it's like the fair. But it makes me real nervous because they set it up in one day.
Oh, yeah.
This year, though, you know what made me even more nervous?
What?
Two things that happened there.
What?
One was a little girl, I don't know, maybe eighth grade, because the school goes up to eighth grade, wearing a crop top shirt, little booty shorts, and the shirt had a Playboy bunny on it.
Oh.
Nothing against the Playboy bunny. I think it's real cute.
Playboy is like the least of, that's classy.
Yes, for sure. It's not a hustler.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'd be letting my 12-year-old or 13-year-old girl go out of the house like that.
Oh, no. I saw some little girls at the harbor wearing, I mean, they were like 10 maybe, wearing like sports bras and yoga pants.
No.
And it's like, it's not, but it is. I was like, something's not right with that.
No, it doesn't sit well with me. I'll tell you that.
No.
There's a lot
going
on.
Okay, so we don't like that.
Yeah. And so then, but you know, I got over that. I got myself a cocktail, which is real nice that at this carnival, they have cocktails.
Oh.
So I grabbed myself a cocktail.
Now I get it.
And right, lo and behold, in the cocktail area, I'm walking by and I see this commotion going on. And this man is on his knee proposing to his girlfriend.
At the carnival.
Yeah.
Did they meet at the carnival years before? That's why he chose to.
I have no idea. It is definitely second marriage. Okay.
Oh, a second marriage proposal at the carnival.
Well, I'm thinking so. They looked older than first marriage. Like maybe both of their kids go to the school there. And I don't know, but
give
I'm like.
Give me more. Did he have special fireworks shot off to make it?
Nope. It was just in
he
the.
He just was like, pass the corn dog. Do you want to marry me?
Yes. In the beer garden.
In the beer garden.
Yeah. It was classy.
That's real classy.
I was like, oh, wow. Okay. This is something this year.
Uh-huh.
So you ask me if it's a big deal. I guess it's a freaking real big deal if you're getting proposed
Apparently
to
there. It is.
Yeah.
You know, I saw a proposal at the Outback Steakhouse back when we used to
work
there.
Oh, I did too. Yeah. It's probably the same one.
Yeah. I mean, I think I actually saw more than one. A gentleman had us put rose petals on the table at the Outback before his girlfriend got there.
You know, I was proposed to at a restaurant, not by this husband. And I've only had one husband.
Only one husband.
But I've had two fiancés.
A couple times. You know how it is.
I mean, who doesn't love me?
Yeah, who doesn't?
Yeah, right?
Just right?
Propose all over the place. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I actually, when the ring came out, the restaurant was so dark and it was in a red box that I thought, and it was on a plate, I thought they were bringing me Jell-O. I'm not even kidding you. I was like, what is this Jell-O?
I thought it was Jell-O.
And then he got on his knee and I was like, oh God, it's not Jell-O. It's actually a box. Yeah.
Again, didn't work out.
No, it didn't.
Well, I'm trying to think. I had a little situation at school this week.
You did?
I did.
And?
You know, usually how I drop my kids off in their line and then I just get out of there.
Yes.
There's all these parents that stand around and like wait and chit-chat. Watch the teacher take them to class.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But I decided to stay. You know why? Because I was walking my kids over to the line. There was this little girl who was very bright. I don't know if you recall, but at open house night, her father informed us that she needed to read to him every night because he can't even read to her anymore because she's such a prolific reader.
Yes.
Yeah. So bright little girl. Well, bright little girl's got an attitude. Apparently, she was real mad at her daddy because he didn't bring her extra credit, which I didn't even know there was extra credit.
You got demoted, possible? Actually, from
I got demoted. My teacher said at the conference, like, don't even just catch up on the sight words. Like, don't even try to, like, freeze your brain with all this extra homework nonsense.
Extra credit? I mean, yeah. Forget about it.
I was like, extra credit? Wow. This little girl really needs some extra stimulation. But that being said, she started whacking her dad with her backpack.
No.
Yes. And I'm like, I'm the best thing to do when you see a kid throwing a fit is like, don't give it any attention.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk away. But I walked away and then watched from afar, you know. She is yelling at him, whacking him with the backpack, and he is tapping her on the head. And this went on for 10 minutes.
No way.
10 solid minutes. You know me, I cannot keep my mouth shut. So I'm standing around to the other parents standing next to me, and I'm like, look at this fool. Walk away. Sorry, little girl. We did not bring the extra credit. Don't hit me. This child was hitting him. He's tapping her on the head. And you know what? She didn't stop until the teacher came out and walked all the kids. As soon as the teacher came out, she said, sit down. Little girl listens to the teacher. She knows who's boss.
The dad is not the boss.
The dad is not the boss of that little girl. No, 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 no.
Well, that's going to be a serious situation past first grade.
Oh, yeah. She's going to want a pony and a Beamer real soon.
And she's probably going to get it.
And she's probably going to get it. Yeah.
Just remember that little boy is telling you drive. Not little. He's 16, but he was driving a G-Wagon the other day. And I couldn't. I'm like, who gives their 16-year-old a G-Wagon?
Somebody who wants a 2020 G-Wagon. They're like, here, kid, take the 2018.
Yeah, you're probably right. But sorry to all my three children, you're not getting a G-Wagon. Mama doesn't even have a G-Wagon.
Tabitha complains about when she has to ride around in her friend's G-Wagons too. She's like, you know what? I don't even get this shit. They don't even have good cup holders.
I know, but now they upgraded. All my friends now upgraded to 2020 G-Wagons. Those are much better than the older version of G-Wagon. Because if you're going to pay like $160,000,
it should have a cup holder.
Needs to have a cup holder.
You think? Tabitha's got Starbucks cups going on all over the place.
Oh, God, I do. I'm addicted.
Yeah.
I'm addicted to you.
All right. Tell me a story.
Oh, my gosh. Gretchy, here we go with this story. Okay. I don't even know if you are going to believe what I've got going on today. Got to think back to the year of 1997.
Okay.
That's your heyday, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't your heyday.
It wasn't my heyday.
You were having like some issues in 1997.
Yeah, I was having some issues, but actually. 2000, that was maybe my heyday.
Yeah.
That's around when we met.
That's when we met. Mm-hmm. But right before that, maybe not so good. But anyways, 1997 for me, I still was in high school. Because I'm so
always
much younger than you.
Always gotta throw that younger day. What a bitch.
And in this small suburb outside of Buffalo, New York, called West Seneca. Have you ever heard of that place?
No.
Well, it's got a population of 45,000. That's probably why.
Oh, okay.
Pretty small.
Okay.
You can buy a pretty decent house for $150,000 there. A real nice house.
God bless it.
I know. A real nice house for $300,000. And hot damn, dude, I found a mansion on 5 acres of like gorgeous grounds.
Yeah.
For just over $900,000.
Oh, Lordy.
So again, Gretchen, maybe we need to move.
Let's move.
Yeah, but guess what? It's like -000 degrees right now, and it's not by a beach.
Okay.
So maybe we'll stay.
We'll stay for now. At least.
So this small town had a plastic surgeon running around town in his Ferrari named Dr. Anthony Pignataro.
Okay.
You heard of that guy before?
Nope.
No. Have you heard of that last name before?
No, but I think a Ferrari is a real dumb car to be driving in all that snow. Like, how do you put chains on that car?
I don't know. It's red. It's a red Ferrari.
Small.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. So Dr. Pignataro was known for a couple things besides going to the gym and looking in the mirror. He invented a snap-on hairpiece that he drilled into men's skulls.
Gross.
Basically, it's like you have a toupee on your head that snaps in place so it can't like blow away or like shift or anything. It's actually pretty genius, I think. So he was his own guinea pig. His dad was a surgeon and he had his dad implant these basically like snap bolts into his skull. And then that, you know, like.
That sounds real painful.
Heals over and then he just snaps his toupee in.
And itchy and gnarly.
Well, you know what? A lot of men thought it was a real good idea.
Okay.
And it looked good on him.
It did?
Yeah. I mean, he was a good-looking guy. And, you know, guys with hair generally look better than without hair.
Oh, my God. Just today, I saw a picture of my friend, Brad Davis, who is a listener.
Hi, Brad.
Back when he was playing professional baseball and he had a full head of hair, and I've only known him without hair.
Okay.
I died.
Was he
completely different look?
Oh, yeah. It is completely different. Is he good looking both ways?
Absolutely.
Is he better looking with hair?
I wouldn't say that.
Sorry, Brad.
Very different.
Okay.
So makes a big difference.
It does make a big difference. I mean, people look completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But some of my girlfriends that have brown hair look completely different than when they have blonde hair or vice versa.
Oh, as soon as my hair gets brown, everyone is like, oh, God, are you sick?
Oh, listen, I look horrid with brown hair. So,
just have brown hair.
Well, this guy, you can only imagine, he didn't just like himself looking good. He liked when his women looked good. And so his other thing that he liked to do was boob jobs as they called it in 1997.
They don't call it boob jobs now. I think I still call it boob job.
No, they call it a breast augmentation.
Oh, sorry.
That's more PC term.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. The problem was that Dr. Pigmentaro didn't do things the way the laws were governed. He did things the way that he wanted. So instead of having a surgical center or performing at a hospital, he just did the procedures right out of his office. Uh-oh. Instead of hiring an anesthesiologist, he just had his wife or some nurse's assistant help him out.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, and actually, he was never even trained as a plastic surgeon.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Not even board certified. Not even trained. Scary.
Super scary.
Mm-hmm. So when this young 26-year-old mother of two named Sarah Smith wanted to get implants, she headed straight to Dr. Pigmentaro's office, not knowing that he wasn't really a plastic surgeon because to everybody around town, he was. And unbeknownst to her, she would never come out of the surgery. While the procedure was taking place, she started feeling pain. And since she wasn't fully put under, Dr. Pigmentaro just gave her more medication and she went into cardiac arrest. At this time, Dr. Pigmentaro tried to resuscitate her, but eventually she would go into coma and pass in the next couple days. So Sarah's family would sue, and not only was this exposed, but a lot more was exposed about.
April is Financial Literacy Month, the perfect time to start teaching your kids the value of money. And Acorns Early makes it easy with their Smart Money app and debit card for kids. Acorns Early Chores Tracker teaches kids that hard work pays off. You just set up their tasks, payment amount, tick off the chores when they're done, and boom, they've got money in their card. Saving goals help kids turn savings into habit. Kids get a new sense of independence when they spend what they earn with their very own debit card. Plus, kids can build up their money knowledge and their confidence with bite-sized financial lessons. Parents keep track of when and where their kids are spending, get real-time spending notifications. You know, it's a great, great thing. We do it for our kids. I actually am just going to start setting it up for my youngest, but Kyla loves it. She feels very like a grown-up, you know what I mean? But we still have control over what's going on. And it's a great way for her to start saving for a car, like I told you guys she was doing last time I talked about Acorns. Are you ready to help your kids grow money skills that will last a lifetime? Head to acornsearly.com/clink or download the Acorns Early app to get started. Sign up now and your first month is on us. Again, that's acornsearly.com/clink. Acorns Early Card is issued by Community Federal Savings Bank, member FDIC, pursuant to license by MasterCard International. TNCs apply. Monthly subscription fees starting at $5 per month unless canceled. What is one lesson you learned the hard way? Let me tell you, in my early years, it was overspending, credit cards, and simply not putting my money where it could grow. You've heard us talk about Acorns before, and today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. April is Financial Literacy Month. That's right. They made a whole month reminding you to finally take control of your money. Good news is, you don't need 30 days. Acorns makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future in just 5 minutes. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that matches you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you have is spare change. Honestly, you don't need a lot of time to set up. 5 minutes and you are on the road to your future. Currently, Kyla, my daughter, is looking into her future and the ways to make her money grow. You know, a car is right around the corner for this teenager. So teaching her the ways to invest with Acorns is making it so easy for us. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorn app today to get started. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink.
Listeners, If you're a parent and your child always has questions on their homework, like mine, and you don't feel equipped to answer them, like me, and you want to save money on private tutoring, who doesn't? Then iXL is right for your family. iXL is an online learning program for kids that can be used on your computer, your phone, or your tablet with the app. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. I love it because of the way the program is designed to help kids really understand and master topics. It's so adaptive. So as your kid uses it, the program figures out what your kid needs more help with. Then it recommends more topics to practice and helps them build any missing foundations and take on challenges when they're ready. iXL is backed by research, and it shows wherever you may be, from California to Florida to Kansas to Hawaii. The research is clear. When kids use this program, they get better test scores. Kids are smart. They may just need more support outside of school. Give them that extra help they deserve with iXL. If your child is struggling, this is a smart investment that you can make for them. Membership starts at only $9.95 a month. I love the value of iXL and how simple it is now for me to find the specific help my kids need. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And Housewives of True Crime podcast listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXL.com/today. Visit iXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Anthony Pigmentaro's past. He was actually obviously not the fantastic doctor that everybody thought he was. Turns out he wasn't even accepted to an accredited medical school. He went to an unaccredited medical school in Puerto Rico, and he was fired from all of his medical rotations at the hospitals that he interned at for his egotistical behavior.
Oi, listen. Why do people always be trying to save money on the plastic surgery? Like, I know you want it real bad, but this is not where you go cheap.
No. Like, don't get a Groupon.
Listen.
For your
I got a Groupon and got Botox one time.
Real bad.
It was real bad. It was real bad. Like, one half of my face was surprised and the other half was not. I learned my lesson. You know who else did something real crazy?
Who?
My Pompey, my dearly departed grandmother, she went to her dentist and she had some droopy eyelids and her dentist told her, you know what? I think I could just put you under and take those out. You know, they got the gas, all this stuff.
No way.
Uh-huh.
The dentist wanted to perform plastic surgery
on her? And he did. Actually, she lucked out. It came out real good. But yeah, he gave her an eye job.
Oh,
the droopy skin. So God. She called and is like, well, you're going to have to pick me up because can't open my eyes.
Oh, my God.
So I had to let him do a little eye lift.
She got real lucky.
Yeah, she got real lucky.
So it was also uncovered that Dr. Pigmentaro botched a few surgeries, wouldn't you know?
Ugh.
Including a facelift and a tummy tuck.
Ugh.
All this evidence against him, he decided to plead guilty. And he was sentenced to 6 months in jail, $5,000 fine, and community service.
That's kind of crazy. 6 months. Because it's like if you assaulted someone, you'd get more than that, right?
Yeah.
He did his assault.
I think so. I mean, he murdered somebody. Really?
Oh. Oh, yeah. He murdered her. And he only had 6 months?
Yeah.
That's not justice.
And the judge quoted, "You will never practice here again."
Okay.
Okay. Well, off to the slammer he went, and his devoted wife, Debbie, stood by his side. Debbie was an Italian woman, and she was brought up with values and morals and was taught to stay in the marriage through thick and thin, for better or worse.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, after Debbie married Anthony in 1985, she found out that Anthony was cheating on her. And she went to her dad for advice. And her dear old dad, Italian father, said, "You better go back, forgive him."
Mm-hmm. One of those.
So she had two children with Anthony. And all three of these people, her and her two kids, waited for their father to come home. Side note real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It is noted that Debbie did not know that her husband was doing anything wrong with not having, like, the right people assisting in the surgeries.
She didn't know.
That's what it said.
Okay.
I don't know. She's a nurse's assistant, so I want to say that.
So she should know.
She should know, but.
Okay. Well, maybe she just doesn't want to be liable.
Right.
Yeah.
So in 1999, Anthony comes home from jail, and his infidelity and his ego take its toll on Debbie. Seems he didn't really learn his lesson in jail. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anthony Pignataro is still cheating on his wife. And not only that, he's asking her to lose weight and belittling her.
What a dick.
I know. So she decides to leave his ass.
Good.
However, it's only temporary. I know. He asks her to take him back. And she's got two kids. And what is she going to do? So she does. And her parents at this time, her mom is like supporting them.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's not a doctor anymore. Debbie starts coming down with this mysterious illness. All of a sudden, she starts feeling like she's got the flu. It's not going away. She goes to the doctor. They can't get a clear read on what is possibly going on. They diagnose her with pancreatitis, gastritis, among like other things, but nothing's like adding up. She starts having memory loss, nerve damage, and like chronic pain. Some days it's so bad that she's like in a wheelchair. She can't even walk. Whoa. Yeah. Crazy, right?
Yeah. Motherfucker is drugging her.
So, well, maybe. Anthony seems worried though. He's like sick about his wife's conditions. And although he doesn't have a medical license anymore, he's still like, hey, I was a doctor.
Oh,
like,
maybe he's not drugging her because he can't prescribe her anything.
No, no, he can't.
Can't. Okay.
So he's convinced that it's her gallbladder and she needs her gallbladder removed. And so he's kind of like working with the doctors because he's like, hey, I was a doctor.
Ish.
Maybe it's this. And they were like, no, no, no. We can't even take her gallbladder out. She's so weak right now. Like she would die if we take her gallbladder out. So one doctor decided to test a piece of Debbie's bone marrow and saw something peculiar, something he'd remembered seeing in medical school when they were learning about toxins. And it turned out that Debbie had arsenic in her body.
Ooh.
Arsenic is super toxic.
Yeah.
And the protein, like, I guess it adheres to, like, the protein in your hair.
How do you get your hands on some arsenic?
Funny you ask, Gretchen.
Okay.
The daughter said that the dad was putting out these traps in their house, like little ant traps. It was like, she described it as metal round traps. You remember these back in the day when they're like round little metal tins that I think the ants would like crawl in and crawl out or whatever. And there was only one manufacturer that manufactured those, and that has arsenic in it. So I think he was like getting a bunch of those and taking the poison out of it.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So the examiner looks at Debbie's hair to basically see, they can do a timeline of like how much arsenic is in her system by her hair by date because of how long your hair grows. And
that's some rad forensic files shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
This episode is on Forensic Files.
Oh, okay.
See, okay. So the examiner asked the doctor, when's the funeral? He was like, no, she's not dead. He's like, whoa. She's got 80 times the lethal dose of arsenic in her body. Like they can't even believe she's alive. So during this time, and I kind of already outed the story I told you, but they were thinking like, who could be poisoning this woman, right? Anthony at the time was like, it's Sarah Smith's husband. He's retaliating against me.
Oh, yeah.
He starts saying like, I took his wife. He's trying to take my wife. So they actually looked into it and it wasn't him, of course. He'd actually moved away to a different state at the time. So it was like, no, he's out of the picture. And one night, Dr. Pignataro, or Anthony Pignataro, let's call him now because he's not known doctor, she starts feeling the same symptoms as her mother. So she's got arsenic in her system and they're like, what in the Sam hell, right? So they go back and recall, what did she eat that day? And Anthony, being the loving husband he seems to be, had made his wife a big bowl of soup. And the wife was like, I can't eat all this soup. So the daughter ate it.
Oh.
And they were like, oh, turns out dear old dad's poisoning.
Oh my God.
Poisoning his wife. And the daughter just happened to like have the soup.
Yeah.
So he pleads guilty, back in the slammer, sentenced to 15 years in prison.
Good.
Yeah. What a fucker.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now you would think it's like over, right?
You remember when Gretchen talked about True Diagnostics' True Age test? It's a test that basically tells you if your actual age matches your bio age, like how fast our bodies and all our important stuff inside is aging. Well, I found out my biological age, which directly predicts my risk for serious disease. Here's why it matters. Research shows that if your biological age is even just 5 years older than your actual age, your risk of developing diseases like cancer and heart disease can jump up as much as 30 to 50%. And that's a big freaking deal. And it's completely avoidable. The good news is nearly 90% of our biological aging is in our hands. Yes, it's driven by the lifestyle we lead, you guys, the habits we have, the alcohol, all that stuff, the environments that you live in, which means we actually have a lot of control over it. I have been really diving into my health lately, and after this test, it has just confirmed that I want to stick with making those healthy choices so I can live longer and better. The test is super easy. It comes in the mail. It's a little finger prick. And then 2 to 3 weeks later, you have your results. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to truediagnostic.com and use my code CLINK to get 25% off your entire order or subscription. That's True Diagnostic, TRUDiagnostic.com. So TRUDiagnostic. Use our show CLINK at checkout for 20% off. Your future self will thank you.
Listeners, has it ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, and yet your energy still crashes or your mood swings hit out of nowhere like a twist in a crime story you didn't see coming? I've been there too, and what I've discovered is that many of these issues could be tied to hormonal imbalances, like a hidden criminal lurking in the background, throwing everything off track. But here's the good news. This is one criminal mystery you can solve with Happy Mammoth. No need for a long, deep dive investigation. Just take the free 2-minute quiz from Happy Mammoth. Answer a few questions about what you're experiencing and where you're at in life, and you'll uncover the real culprit behind your hormonal symptoms. And the best part? After taking the quiz, you'll get a personalized recommendation to help you balance your hormones so you can feel like yourself again. So check out Happy Mammoth, the creators of Hormone Harmony, because they are dedicated to making women's lives easier, especially moms. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. According to a survey, 86% of women started losing weight, 77% said it improved their mood, and the biggest benefit, 100% of women surveyed said they're feeling like themselves again. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code CLINK for 15% off today. The struggle to lose weight is real, and I am all about the help wherever I can get it. How about y'all? Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compound semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable and science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a quick chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. You guys, I am loving my NAD Plus and Metformin that I receive from Effecty. For me, the combo has been the jumpstart I needed to start the weight loss train and feel better while doing it. Are you ready to level up your weight loss game? Right now, my listeners can get $50 off GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with code CLINK at checkout. That's Effecty.com. EFFECTY.com and use code CLINK to get $50 off your first month of GLP-1 weight loss treatments. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today.
It's not?
No.
Okay, good, because we got more time.
So although Debbie got rid of her parasite of a husband, she actually, unfortunately, has to live with the side effects of this poison. It didn't just go away. She has nerve damage that will never go away. She still has some pain, but truly, like, it's a miracle she's alive.
Yeah. What was his motivation? He just was like wanting to collect life insurance on her or something?
No, they think the motivation was he wanted her to die on the table. That's why he kept pushing the gallbladder surgery, knowing that she would die if they did it because she was so sick. He would basically say, look, even my own wife dies on an operating table. It's not out of the norm for somebody to die.
That's twisted.
And then when that didn't happen, he already didn't want the wife. He had already fucking poisoned her. Yeah. He was like, get rid of her. He probably had some life insurance on her. Who knows? But thankfully, they found it out. Yeah. And what an idiot. I mean, he clearly like basically failed medical school. And they said his grades were super poor. He never, ever like got through a hospital rotation. I can't believe this guy was even a doctor.
Yeah. Well, you know that joke. You know, what do they call the person who graduates at the bottom of his class at medical school?
A doctor.
A doctor.
I know. That's why you got to really be on it.
Yep.
My grandparents are so, they just, you know, I think it's the older generation feel that doctors are like supreme beings, almost like priests.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't even want to have like a second opinion because they believe it so much that they know.
Yeah.
But I'm always like, question everything.
Yeah, totally. And a good doctor should welcome a second opinion.
Totally. And they should welcome help. I love when people work in teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's when you get the best of the best because who knows what somebody else is researching or what up-to-date things they have that you don't, you know? Well, so anyways, Gretchy, Anthony decides to get his conviction overturned in just 2 years. He says, you know what? Debbie was actually poisoning herself. She was depressed, suicidal. She wanted to harm herself.
Shut up.
Yeah. Debbie's reaction to that on the forensic files was something like, isn't that pretty stupid? Why would I like poison myself? That's the most painful way to go.
Yeah.
No one would do that.
Poison herself like to do it. Like take a bottle of sleeping pills.
Yeah.
And be done with it.
Yeah. Sorry. Next. No.
Yeah.
And so they were like, I don't think so, Anthony. You got to stay in. Anthony spent the next years and years and years in jail, and he was released in 2013. I was wondering if they let him put a snap-on toupee in jail.
Do they still have the snaps but no toupee?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Like, if you don't have a toupee, now you got these, like, bolts hanging out of your head?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Well, in 2014, Anthony, back in action in, you know, his little town, West Seneca, and he decides to change his name. It's probably a good idea.
Yeah, good idea.
He changes it to Tony Haut.
Tony Haut, okay.
H-A-U-T-E. Do you know what that means, that term, Haut or Haut?
No, I don't.
It means fashionably or high class.
Oh.
Puke.
Totally puke.
Yeah. He starts a new business called Tony Haut Cosmétique.
Cosmétique.
Where he fancies himself an MD.
No.
Oh, yes. A retired MD that now does facial care. His website advertises the skin cream. It's called Haut's Secret. And it's the Plasma Protocol. Anti-aging treatment, which he calls the first and only skincare system formulated from one's own DNA-derived plasma. I found an old website archive from it because it's no longer there. And there is a blog post that he posts about this facial cream that's waiting for the FDA approval. He said he's been using it and getting great results, and he listed the products and all the pricing for the products. I mean, it's like a legit website with facial creams that have like that medical symbol on it.
Plasma. So is he doing blood? Because I feel like I've heard of that. Like people do like the blood facials.
Yes. I think that's what it – I can't understand because it's like you're using your own plasma, which means that, yes, you're going to I think what he wanted...
Which I'm not buying the whole blood facial thing.
I don't know.
It seems like...
So what I think he wanted to do, which is, I'm sure would never get past the FDA, is he sends you the cream and then you get like, you draw your own blood, put it in the cream, mix it up and put it on your face.
Oh my God. That does not sound sanitary.
I know. So he describes it by using your own plasma, but he's selling the cream for $30.
Oh.
So something's like not adding up.
Jergens.
Yeah. So all of a sudden his business goes from New York to Florida.
Okay.
Okay. So he goes down to Florida. I'm pretty sure he's run out of West Seneca because there's a lot of news articles on him. There's a lot of people looking into him. And I think that they're just like, dude, you can't wear a white lab coat. You can't say you're a retired MD. We're going to take you down to Chinatown.
Yeah.
And so he was like, I'm out of here. I'm going to myself to like Florida.
Yeah.
That's where the criminals are.
Yeah.
And he starts his business there. And they try to also write some stories about him up in Buffalo, New York, to try to get people aware of him in Florida. His website is shut down eventually. I think nothing came of that. Cosmétique.
Okay.
Which is probably good.
It's a good name, though. Cosmétique sounds very...
Tony Hawk Cosmétique.
Yeah,
I think it actually is a really good name.
Yeah, it's a good name.
And the most recently, he was doing elderly care, which he claimed to have experience in administering medicine. Which is true, but shady.
Shady.
And at present time, I can't find much on him. I've looked like on his website's down, his LinkedIn, which is, he has a LinkedIn. It's private, which I'm not sure what the point of LinkedIn is if it's private.
If it's private, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. He also has a Facebook, which is private, and he goes by Anthony Hot now, said Tony.
Yeah, well, you don't need any of that to take advantage of a bunch of old people in Florida.
That's right.
You just need a charming smile and demeanor.
I'm sure he has it.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what else he has, Gretchy? Yeah. He what? Still has a Snap-on toupee.
He does.
He does.
No way. Oh,
he does.
My gosh. We got to post a picture of that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, cool.
So that's the story of Anthony Pignataro.
Oy, Pignataro.
I heard somebody else say that he's a real pig.
Oh, yeah.
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 Dr. Pig.
Dr. Pig.
That could be the next Dr. Death, though. They could really dive deeper into, like, you know, and, like, draw out that.
Yeah, well, it did lead to somebody's death. That's so sad.
Yeah, and they can go interview everybody that he ever had surgeries with. I'm sure they can find more than I can in my... you know, weekly dose of diving in.
Rabbit holes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what is the moral of that story?
Don't cheat on your wife.
Yeah. That wasn't even what I was going to say, but 100% don't cheat on your wife. And second, make sure you like know what your doctor is doing.
Oh my gosh.
I bet you he had some fake accreditations on the wall when you walk in.
I haven't been to the doctor in so long.
Well,
I need to go. Tabitha goes to the doctor like every day.
I do?
You go to a doctor a lot. You're always doing like a blood test. You know,
I know.
You gotta check your levels. I haven't done any of that.
I do like to do that.
Yeah.
I just need to make sure that the vitamins I'm taking are
good.
Are good.
I haven't been to the doctor since I birthed my son and he's 6.
Okay, Gretchen.
I mean, I go to urgent care when I get like sick.
I know, but don't you need to have like your annual?
I don't do that. Yeah, haven't done that.
Okay.
I need to get on it.
You guys. You can follow us in our Housewives of True Crime group and you can really give Gretchen some shit right now, please. It's on Facebook. She reads it.
To put it on the schedule.
She's the one that manages that.
Yeah.
You can also follow us on Instagram. I'm making Gretchen post on
the
stories.
Yeah, she's making me post, but Tabitha is the one that, like, you know.
I manage most of it.
The Instagram show.
Yeah. But
I see it all.
But you posted the other day and you, like, commented on somebody's stuff.
Yes.
So she's getting better at it. You guys, we also Did we talk about Himalaya Plus in the beginning?
No, we didn't. We should talk about it now.
Okay, so we have Himalaya Plus, which is where you can get extra bonus content and extra stories. Mm-hmm. And it's only $4.99 a month. And your first month is free with the code Housewives.
And we're giving you a bonus episode every week and an extra crime story that's not on the regular podcast.
And we're going to send you something in the mail. Plus, you get 10% off our merch.
Yep.
So, you guys, it's really
and
good.
All the juicy details.
Yeah, we're really, I mean, we dished it. And by the time you heard this episode, you're going to have a lot of content on there.
Yeah.
I think we're going to drop at least, probably have like 3 episodes to get caught up on.
Yeah.
So, check us out. If you like it, then keep listening to it. And if you don't, you can cancel at any time. But we hope you don't.
Yeah.
And we love when you rate us and review us. That helps us on Apple. I know we say it all the time, but really, truly, we need the help.
I love it when you say it. It warms my heart.
It does warm my heart.
Because I know you mean it, but it sounds so...
Does it sound cheesy? But it's so
true. Yeah, but it's true. It really does. Gets us all warm and fuzzy.
Oh my God, it makes my day. Every time I have a new review, I'm like, oh, God bless somebody loves us.
Tim10152. So nice. Yeah.
Thanks so much for reviewing us, guys. I know it takes like a little bit of time. And downloading the app for Himalaya, it doesn't take that much time, but you guys will love the, you'll love the platform.
It's user-friendly, and you'll find all kinds of other cool podcasts too.
Yeah.
They're grouped together really nicely.
It is way better than trying to like...
go through iTunes.
Yeah, I know. I like hate to say that, but...
Yeah.
I mean, we love you listening wherever you're listening, but if you want an even more user-friendly experience.
Yeah, it's a cool app.
Yeah. So thanks so much. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
Hey, guys. This week, I want to recommend another podcast called Crime Salad, like Chinese chicken salad. Crime Salad. The hosts are Ashley and Ricky, and they bring you true crime every week like us. They have stories like the murder of Kellyanne Bates, and they go into some more gruesome details than we do if you are into that sort of thing. So check them out, Crime Salad.